This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
El Paso County is set to pay $25,000 to an inmate held at the county jail after he posted bond in 2017. The ACLU of Colorado announced Friday that the county has settled the legal claim by Saul Cisneros. Cisneros was arrested more than 5 years ago, supposed to be released after his daughter posted a $2,000 bond, but was held by the sheriff's office for an additional 4 months after an immigration detainer was requested by ICE. Cisneros sued for false imprisonment. The case was appealed several times before being settled last week.
The Colorado Springs Police Department is investigating a weekend shooting that left two people injured. Officers called to the New Havana Bar and Grill on Academy Place after the shooting was reported early Saturday. The two shooting victims were taken to the hospital and are expected to recover. Police say the suspected shooter was a patron at the bar who was involved in a disturbance before the shots fired. No arrests have been announced. And the Colorado Springs Police Department is looking for a victim who was hit by a car yesterday. Police were called to the area of Airport Road and Crestline Drive shortly before 6:30 last night on a report of a hit and run. The vehicle reportedly drove a bit further down Airport and hit a pedestrian at Sand Creek Drive. The pedestrian was assumed to have had injuries but ran away from the scene. The driver was stopped by a local Good Samaritan, and police eventually arrested him for DUI. Police also are asking for the person who was hit. If you know who that person is, you're asked to call the non-emergency hotline at 719-444-7000.
Springs police say that alcohol may have led to a woman driving the wrong way on Academy Boulevard over the weekend. Shelley Clark was taken into custody near South Academy and B Street early yesterday. Police say that Clark was actually evaluated for alcohol around 9 o'clock Saturday night following a crash, but was released following a negative result. A fire truck saw Clark's vehicle traveling the wrong way around 3 a.m. yesterday, but she initially refused to stop for police. She has been cited for suspicion of DUI. Last night, just before 9:45, Colorado Springs police responded to a 911 call from an employee at a billiards hall and bar near the Citadel Mall in report of a fight. Upon arrival, they found one person suffering from a significant injury. Witnesses were able to provide information leading to a suspect's arrest without incident. That suspect's name, though, has not been announced.
And the Colorado Springs Fire Department says 8 people were forced from their apartments over the weekend after a fire. Crews were called to the apartment building on Woodland Hills Drive on Saturday night after smoke was reported. Brandon Garner is among those displaced and said nothing could prepare them for the experience of or kindness from others that came after.
It's traumatic. I mean, everybody thinks they know what to do until it's actually happening.
Firefighters were able to gain control quickly, limiting the damage to 2 apartments. Someone in a nearby apartment reportedly had an asthma attack due to the smoke inhalation, but no other injuries were reported.
And with spring cleaning here, that could also help mitigate some fire risks. With the first day of spring upon us, it's the perfect time to get things started. Fire experts recommend tree pruning and bush trimming early, ideally before leaves begin to grow in. They say the move is for the health not only of your plants but safety of your home. Drew Morrow with the Manitou Springs Fire Department says that seemingly harmless shrubbery can also prevent a real fire hazard.
So a lot of those bushes can put out a lot of that radiant heat that'll just slowly heat up the sides of a house or slowly kick off fire embers, and those are the real dangers.
They also recommend xeriscaping to create a barrier of soil, rocks, or mulch that sits between your home and any potential fuels.
Calm weather continues throughout the afternoon and evening hours. 56 the expected high for today, 62 over in Pueblo. Winds, they remain calm. We stay dry. What we do see is more clouds than sun for a majority of the day. By Tuesday, upper 50s, low 60s remain in that forecast. Try and get outside, take advantage, because Wednesday we see gusty winds pick up across the region. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.